USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The White House anticipates an increase in humanitarian aid reaching Gaza in the coming days. Today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken held discussions with his Turkish counterpart in Ankara to explore avenues for extending assistance to the Gaza Strip. Blinken is aimed at alleviating tensions stemming from the conflict. He made visits to Baghdad and the occupied West Bank. Recent attacks in Iraq and Syria may have injured more U.S. service members than we've been told.
As many as 45 U.S. service members may have been injured in those attacks. According to NBC News, this number is more than double what the Pentagon had disclosed. Since October, bases housing U.S. personnel have been targeted in dozens of attacks following the onset of the conflict between Israel and Hamas. It's believed that the drone and rocket attacks were carried out by groups with ties to Iran. I'm John Schaefer.
House Republicans are making a renewed attempt to censure Michigan Representative Rashid Tlaib for her criticism of Israel in the wake of Hamas's attack on the U.S. ally. Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene and Rick McCormick have both introduced two new resolutions to formally reprimand Tlaib. This development comes after Greene's initial effort to censure the Michigan lawmaker last week failed as nearly two dozen Republicans joined Democrats in voting to table the measure. Today, former President Trump giving testimony in the civil fraud trial in New York. Upon his arrival at the courtroom, he strongly criticized the trial, deeming it an unfair situation and alleging election interference.
While Israel is being attacked, while Ukraine is being attacked, I'm down here.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has accused Trump of exaggerating his net worth to secure more favorable loans for the Trump Organization. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Elon Musk is debuting Grok, the first technology from his new AI company, xAI. The company says it's modeled on The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and is supposed to have some wit and a rebellious streak. The prototype is in its early beta phase, and only a small number of users will have access before a wider release to use the chatbot. Nearly 30,000 pounds of dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets are being recalled.
If dino nuggies are a big favorite in your house, you might want to check the bag. The USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service announced that Tyson Foods issued a recall for its Fun Nuggets. That recall specifically for the 29-ounce plastic bags. Officials say the contaminated nuggets were made on September 5th and may contain pieces of metal. I'm Corey Myers.
Video of a fight at a college football game has gone viral. That's because the man throwing the punches was part of the marching band. He played tuba for Texas Southern and was in the stands when a man approached him during the weekend game against Jackson State. Words were exchanged, and that's when the musician knocked the fan out cold. In a statement, Texas Southern says they are investigating the confrontation. A new tour of the White House will be offered by the fall 2024, which will immerse visitors in a high-tech experience. The White House Historical Association plans to open the doors to places regular tourists never get to see for themselves. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.